John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Speaking of already gone, Steve, where did it go?
Is that it behind that?
No.
I literally handed you.
There's a nice way of communicating.
You're not.
That's a legend, please. Let's watch the attitude.
He's a legendary black
Get him a coffee, my God.
I will find it, and I will open
I'm
it
I'm telling
you,
you did not give it to me.
Okay.
You gave me lots of other cards today. But
His name's Steve Byrne. You didn't give me
the Steve Byrne one where he's going to be appearing at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow night for two shows each night.
Don't you worry,
you can go to heliumcomedy.com to get tickets, or what's the phone number?
215-496-9001, and he will be there tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. Damn it.
Thanks for having me. Take care, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Byrne.
Oh, me. Yay, me.
I'm awesome. Thanks, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it. This is a young crew. How old are you, buddy?
20.
It looks like he just put a curly one on the soap. This kid, look at how he's just beaming.
Oh,
just
God.
Beaming.
Never heard that
I
one
did
before.
It, Dad.
Jeez. How are you doing?
Good.
All right, how?
I pee standing up. Look, Dad.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, I won't even get into that. The fact that we heard in the green room about someone's son.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is she in the room?
Meredith?
Meredith, yeah.
She's waving in the window.
She's waving in the room, right. A 4-year-old's pooping in his pants.
Oh!
She has two sons, and one will not be an astronaut.
How are your kids? You got a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
Right. The last time we left off, you were hoping that that she became an athlete of some kind so you could retire.
Yeah. She's softball, taekwondo. My son is in taekwondo. He's connecting. I throw him some pitches. Yeah, they're athletic. They're pretty.
Is that pretty good, the taekwondo? Is that from like your mother's side of the family?
Here we go. I get
it.
He always asked me to take my shoes off before I come in the studio too.
Well, racist. Everybody, you know, and it happens. And I know you do it in your act, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
Because his father is Irish. Your mother is Korean.
I'm Korean and I'm Irish. I'm Caucasian and I'm Asian, which the proper term for that is called Caucasian.
One thing's about
nailed it.
And there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So now, what is this? You've got a movie coming and a special coming, and in the special, it's like a talk show. Except nobody's on the show. You're the opening comic. You do the monologue. Right?
Yeah.
Then you do the desk part. You do the panel.
Yeah. Right?
And then you go and do stand-up.
Yeah, I do stand-up throughout the whole thing. So it'll look like when you turn it on, it'll look like a talk show.
Uh-huh.
But I'll be the only one on the talk show. So I grew up, I'm a huge Carson fan, so I still go back. I have all the DVDs and stuff.
Okay.
Not all of them, but like the collections that they've released. And nobody did a monologue like him. He's so just like fluid. And Bob Hope, I went down this Bob Hope rabbit hole and a Dangerfield rabbit hole. And I just thought nowadays it's so politically divisive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the comics steer obviously hard left and they really go after Trump. And I just thought, why can't you find that middle ground and have these fun kind of Carson-esque monologue jokes? So we could try some out. You guys want to try some out?
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
Heck yeah.
All right. The London Daily Mail recently published a men's health study which says, at least for men, having sex burns the same amount of calories as running 6 miles. I find that ridiculous because no man ever ran 6 miles in 48 seconds. Up top. Pfizer. Drug company Pfizer has announced they've developed a morning after pill for men.
Okay.
It changes your phone number and DNA. One more time. Come on.
Boom.
Any Catholics? Catholics?
Yeah.
Right next
to you.
Tough town to be a Catholic. My parents are very devout. Recently went to Rome, visited the Vatican. They told me this. I had no idea. The Pope is protected by a 40-foot wall surrounding the perimeter of the Vatican, also protected by his own private security detail, the police force of Rome, and the Italian army. That is the most protection a Catholic has ever used. Kim Kardashian was asked if she could take a selfie with anyone dead or alive. Who would it be? Her answer, Jesus Christ. But I think we can all agree he has suffered enough. National Geographic has recently revealed a study that says that human beings and dolphins are the only two animals on this planet that have sex for fun. As soon as this report was revealed, West Virginians have been banned from SeaWorld. You see Elizabeth Warren running for president, obviously.
Yes, yes.
It'll be a little awkward if she wins on Inauguration Day when they have to play Hail to the Chief. Joe Biden.
That's a deep joke. That's a deep joke.
Joe Biden, obviously, in a little bit of trouble, but he may end up being the Democrats' pick on the ticket. That'll be quite the matchup between Biden and Trump. But it'll be, I think the Democrats could take the high ground because they could say, hey, at least we grab women by the shoulders.
All right.
By the shoulders, guys. That's the punchline. By the shoulders.
I liked it.
Hello. You guys get the news up here?
It worked for me.
Okay. Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un, always in the news. I don't know if you guys know this. Kim Jong-un recently achieved the highest rank in the North Korean army. 5'6". A Hunger Games theme park recently opened in South Korea. It's called North Korea. Denny's has introduced a new breakfast item. It's called the Hillary Clinton Legacy. It's toast. I'll give you one more. Vice President Mike Pence recently celebrated an anniversary with his wife. I think that's very sweet. I heard he spent his anniversary trying to convince his wife to participate in a twosome. Twosome is the punchline to that guy.
You know, the wild thing about when they wrote jokes for Carson,
yeah,
they wrote jokes that they knew would fail because,
oh, yeah.
because he was better at failing and he would make it even funnier than if he actually did the real punchline and it worked.
Yeah, well, so the way that, and that's a great point. So the way that when you see the act actually, as it's, there are tethered throughout those bomb pieces that are like the Pence joke becomes a callback.
Right.
And like this is a great, like, you know, when I'm performing, I go, any Taliban here? obviously, a lot of drawbacks to being a member of the Taliban, but one positive is that if you remarry, you do not have to change your wedding photos. So you have that one in there. So it's like, guys, they wear burkas. You pull it up. Is it a dude? Is it a goat? You know. So you have jokes like that, and then you hit them right back with another good, you know, with another heavy hitter one.
When is this coming out?
Well, I got to film it, so I'm filming it probably later on this year because I've been, the last probably 2 years have just been devoted to this movie. So I wrote it, and then Vince Vaughn and I, you know, and Peter Billingsley,
all
three of us, we've been pals for a while, but we kind of, I wrote it, I gave it to them, they said, this is great, but let's do some tune-ups to it. So we spent probably 6 to 8 months tuning it up, and then we found financing pretty quickly, and then all of a sudden it's just like, all right, you're directing a movie, and I've never directed a film ever in my life, and it was, I will never dump on a film as long as I live, because it's such an audacious process.
It was
crazy, but we're coming out the other end. We're in the fourth quarter, 2-minute drill. It's almost done, and well, really
great.
Happy about it.
That's great. Now, does your neck hurt when you're talking to Vince Vaughn?
Yeah, you got to go like that. Yeah, he's circus tall, as he calls himself.
Circus tall. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
It's amazing. When you see him in films, you notice that he's a tall guy, but they must have everybody else on Apple boxes or something like that, because he always seems to be having a normal conversation with somebody. But he's what, 6'5", 6'6"?
6'5", yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite Vince Vaughn story? What, give me, because you've known him for some time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So many of them.
What's your favorite Vince Vaughn story you could tell on the air?
That I could tell on the air? Well, I mean, look, we do play, like, if you're, you know, if you watch Swingers, you know that he likes NHL. So
right.
I love hockey. So he'll call me at, you know, it's like we both have wives and kids, but it'll be like 11 o'clock at night and I'll finish up at the store and he knows I'm wrapping up. He's like, hey, why don't you come over and play NHL? So I go over at like 11:30 and we play NHL and we'll do like a, oh, no, I'll tell you this one.
All right.
He's very competitive.
Okay.
Very competitive. Okay. Uh-huh. So he was the best man at my wedding, and the next day we had a little get together before I went on my honeymoon with my wife, and we went and did this thing called Whirly Ball in Chicago.
All right.
So if you've never heard of it, it's like the size of a basketball court. The floor is magnetized. You're in bumper cars, and on each end of the court is like a net, but it's not like a basketball one where it's horizontal. It's
right.
Vertical.
Okay.
So you have like these little lacrosse sticks. And you go around and you shoot these things and you have to hit the net, right? And you get drunk. You just get bombed. So we get bombed and we start playing probably at like 10 at night. My flight is at 6 in the morning.
Oh boy.
And he's so competitive that he kept losing and my team kept winning. And he's like, best out of 7, best out of, and then we did it. And then it's like 2 in the morning. He's like, another best out of 7. I'm like, okay, I guess. I literally made it to my house at 4:30, and my wife was like, what the hell is going on? We almost we might miss our flight. And I'm like, Vince. She's like, of course it's Vince. Yeah. Was he losing? I'm like, yes, he was losing, and that's the whole reason why.
Basically, he's no different than he is in movies.
No. So that scene in Swingers when they're playing NHL, yeah, right, and he's talking like that. It's so funny when you watch it. But when you're actually the guy playing against him,
right,
and he's saying all these crafty things like, hey, you should come over sometime and I'll teach you how to play. I'll teach you, I'll give you my tips and I'll tutor. It's just like, when you're watching somebody else have that said to them, it's hilarious. But when you're the guy being said to that, it's so demasculating and he takes you down so many pegs. It's not fun.
Well, you'll be happy to know that I got my card. All right.
Oh, there
Steve
it is.
Byrne,
yeah,
will be appearing tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. Tickets are available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Steve Byrne.
Should I give you one more?
One more.
This year's Westminster Dog Show had two new breeds never seen before because apparently last year's after party got a little out of hand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.